President Ratu Josefa Iloilo has taken control of Fiji. The elderly leader's motives are, however, unclear. He has been a staunch supporter of Fiji's army chief, Commodore Frank Bainimarama, who deposed an elected government 2.5 years ago and has ignored international demands to restore democracy. The coup was the country's fourth in 20 years. On Thursday, the Fiji Court of Appeal ruled the military government was illegal. The ruling prompted Commodore Bainimarama to make a national televised address, in which he announced he would step down from his position as interim prime minister and urged the people to remain calm.
I want to assure you all that I, as commander of the RFMF, together with all security forces, shall ensure that there will be no disruption to law and order. I also want to caution any person who is thinking of interrupting the peace and good governance of our Fiji that no such behaviour shall be tolerated.
Commodore Bainimarama is unlikely to move quietly to the sidelines. He seized power in 2006 in a bloodless coup, claiming that the government was corrupt and pursuing racist policies against the country's ethnic Indian minority. His refusal to set a timetable for elections has upset Fiji's South Pacific neighbours, including Australia and New Zealand, which have imposed limited sanctions. Bainimarama's critics have accused him of being a power-hungry dictator. President Iloilo said he would appoint a new interim government soon, which would serve until elections in September 2014. The army's grip on Fiji has left the island nation isolated internationally. Its economy, which is heavily dependent on tourism and sugarcane exports, has suffered, sending more of the population of 800,000 into poverty. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.